All right, so let's dive into this agritourism thing, right? Everyone pictures Tuscany and they're like rolling hills, vineyards, like a postcard. Yeah.
Totally. It's that whole farm-to-table, connect-with-nature vibe that people are really craving these days.
Exactly. And we're here for it. But always got to dig a little deeper, you know? It's like, what's behind that picture perfect facade?
Love that.
Yeah.
Because honestly, those idyllic settings, they often come with, well, let's call them unique considerations, things most tourists don't even think about.
Which is why we're doing this deep dive. Think of it like you got your travel brochure, right? But we're giving you the insider scoop, the stuff they don't print.
I like that, the insider scoop. So let's talk about food.
Oh, yeah, the food, part of the whole appeal, right?
Yeah, exactly. That fresh from the farm goodness.
Yeah.
But have you ever thought about like food safety, especially if you've got allergies or dietary restrictions?
Oh, true. I remember this one time. Actually, you know what? Let's save that story for later. But yeah, that can be a thing.
Big time. Imagine you're all excited, ready for this amazing meal, and bam, you realize that, say, the pecorino they're serving has an ingredient you're allergic to.
Talk about a mood killer. So, what's the move there?
Communication is key, my friend. Before you even set foot on that farm, let your hosts know, hey, I can't have this, or I need that.
Right, so they can actually prepare and you're not stuck like picking things out of your dinner.
Exactly. Plus, it shows you're being thoughtful. You know, they want you to experience the best of their region, but they need to know what that means for you.
Okay, so food safety, check. But let's be real, it's not just the food that can be
Unpredictable.
yeah. I mean, those farm animals are adorable, right? Lambs, puppies, maybe a piglet or two.
Yes. But where there are animals, there are also zoonotic diseases.
Okay, zoonotic diseases. Sounds kind of intense. Break that down for us.
So basically, it's just a fancy way of saying illnesses that can pass from animals to humans.
Okay, so like get what give us some examples.
Think common bacteria, things like Salmonella, E. coli, stuff you associate with food poisoning, right? Contact with farm animals or even their environment can be a route of exposure.
So that cute little piglet rolling in the mud might be carrying more than just mud.
Precisely. And it's not always about direct contact either. Think about where those animals hang out, barns, fields. Hygiene might not be top of mind in those environments.
Okay, point taken. So, what? No petting zoos, no cuddling those fluffy bunnies.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Just be smart about it. Frequent hand washing, especially before meals, and hand sanitizer is your new best friend.
Got it. Hand sanitizer, check. So we've got the food covered, the adorable but potentially luck whiskey animals. What's next?
Well, let's talk about that gorgeous Tuscan landscape, shall we? Sun-drenched vineyards stretching as far as the eye can see.
Oh, yeah, that sun. I remember this one time I was so busy snapping pics in a vineyard, ended up with a killer sunburn.
Easy to get caught up in the moment, right? But that Tuscan sun is no joke. Neither is the potential for dehydration, especially if you're, say, enjoying some local wine.
Oh, tell me about it. You're speaking my language. Water and wine, always in balance.
Exactly. Pace yourself with both. Always carry water, sip it constantly, don't wait till you're parched. And pre-plan transportation if you're indulging in the vino.
Okay, now those are some practical tips. So, food, animals, sun, and wine. What else do we need to think about for our agritourism adventure?
Well, let's not forget about the agri part of agritourism. You're often talking about more remote locations. Fantastic for peace and quiet, but.
Not so fantastic if you need to see a doctor.
Exactly. You're not always a quick Uber ride from a clinic.
Okay, that's a good point. So then what? Hope for the best. Pack a whole medical kit.
A basic kit's never that idea, but there's this really cool solution nowadays, especially for rural areas. Ever heard of Pylola.com?
Pylola.com? Maybe. Refresh my memory.
Okay, so imagine this. You're miles from anywhere, right? But you need medical advice. Pylola connects you with online doctors, like right on your phone.
Wait, really? Like a video call with the doctor from a farmhouse in Tuscany?
They can assess you, give advice, and even send prescriptions to a local pharmacy, often in English.
Wow. That is seriously impressive. Who knew technology could be so helpful in the middle of the Tuscan countryside? So, we've covered food safety, furry friends, staying safe in the sun, sensible wine consumption, even telehealth, anything
Well,
else?
we've talked a lot about the farm-specific stuff, but remember, some travel concerns are universal no matter where you go.
Right, like being aware of your surroundings.
Right.
Right. Not letting those beautiful views make you forget basic safety.
Exactly. Basic travel smarts still apply. Watch your belongings, share your itinerary with someone back home, trust your gut if something feels off.
golden rules. And what about those classic Tuscan activities? Hiking those rolling hills, swimming, anything specific there?
It all comes down to awareness, really, knowing your limits. For hiking, check the weather, tell someone your route. Swimming pools, slippery surfaces, never swim alone, especially after that Tuscan wine we were talking about.
Right. Safety first. Always. It's all about finding that balance.
Exactly. Embrace the adventure, but be prepared. After all, you want incredible memories, not avoidable mishaps.
So true. It's funny, we think of travel as relaxing, letting go, but a little prep goes a long way.
Totally agree. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, especially far from home.
Couldn't agree more. Speaking of being prepared, there's one more thing people often overlook when planning a trip. Travel insurance. Am I right?
You know it. The not so fun part, but honestly, so crucial.
It's like, who wants to think about medical emergencies and lost luggage when you're picturing yourself, I don't know, sipping wine in a Tuscan vineyard?
Exactly. But that's exactly why you need it. Because those things can happen, and suddenly that dream trip turns into a logistical and financial nightmare.
Oh, yeah. Especially medical expenses abroad. No joke. So having good travel insurance is like that safety net.
Totally. Peace of mind to actually enjoy yourself. Speaking of which, remember we were talking about those rural locations?
Yeah. Peaceful, beautiful, but maybe not the best cell service.
Exactly. So plan for that. Download offline maps before you go. Super important. And honestly, a local SIM card with data. Lifesaver.
Oh, man. I wish I'd known that before. Got stuck in a tiny village once. Phone was useless. Major bummer.
Happens to the best of us. But even with maps and data, sometimes you got to go old school, you know?
Like actually talking to locals.
Exactly. Even a few Italian phrases can make a difference. Buongiorno, grazie. Goes a long way. Plus, lots of people in tourist areas will speak some English.
It's all part of the adventure, right? Stepping outside your comfort zone. Speaking of which, let's talk about that great outdoors. Hiking, swimming. Got any tips for us?
Oh, yeah. Nature's amazing, but got to respect it, too.
Okay, so sun protection, hydration, we covered that. What else? We're talking like wild boar running through the vineyards.
Okay, probably not running through the vineyards.
Yep.
But Tuscany does have wildlife, and some, well, you got to be cautious around them.
Okay, for real though, what are we talking about here?
Wild boar, for example. Not usually aggressive, but they can be if they feel threatened, especially if they have piglets with them.
So no selfies with the wild boar, noted. Anything else I should be worried about? Venomous spiders hiding in my boots.
You can relax about the spiders. Bites are really rare, and those guys tend to stay out of sight.
All right, good to know, but good reminder, we're visitors in their home. Gotta be respectful.
100%. Keep your distance, observe, appreciate. Don't try to pet the wildlife, no matter how tempting.
Got it. Hands to ourselves. So we've covered a lot of ground here. Food, animals, telehealth, travel insurance, the works. It's amazing how when you really get into it, there's just so much to think about. But here's the thing. None of this is to scare anyone off, right? It's about being smart, being prepared, so you can really enjoy the magic of agritourism in Tuscany.
100%. Find that balance, you know? Embrace the unexpected, but be realistic too. It's about enjoying that slower pace of life.
Oh yeah, that dolce far niente thing. Italians have got it figured out.
Right. Disconnect, savor the simple things. Breakfast on the terrace, walk through the vineyards. That's what it's all about.
Being present, soaking it all in.
And if something does come up, little hiccup, don't let it ruin the trip. Take a breath. Remember what we talked about? You've got this.
Love that. Don't sweat it. Hey, sometimes those hiccups make the best stories later on. Speaking of stories, gotta wrap up this deep dive with, well, what's the one thing our listeners should really take away from this?
Ooh, good question. I think it's this. How do you find that sweet spot? Being spontaneous, adventurous, but also being prepared.
Right, because you can't control everything, but you can control how you react to it. And that, my friends, is the key to an amazing trip, no matter where you go. So until next time, happy travels.